Philadelphia has officially cleared out what was left of two homeless encampments in the city's Kensington section. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. The cleanup marks the end of a pilot program to close some of the camps where hundreds of people with addictions have been living and then move them into housing and treatment. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram reports that outreach workers and protesters were on the scene this morning as the city tried to relocate those who remained.
There were still several tents under the Tulip Street Bridge in the final minutes before the deadline for the campers to leave. It's one of the two encampments the city cleared today. Swarms of outreach workers were trying to get the stragglers out before police and sanitation trucks came through to clean up. Thomas McGrath was busy breaking down his tent. He says he's been living here for about 2 weeks.
I've been off the street for years, and I'm a heroin addict, and I got caught up, you know, again. Lost my place to live, so I ended up out here, you know. So now they say it's time to go, and there's nothing I can do about it.
McGrath says he'll just pitch his tent somewhere else, maybe under the I-95 overpass nearby. He says he's not ready for treatment yet, and not going to a shelter because all the new beds the city opened in the neighborhood filled up.
But if there was the one in this neighborhood, I'd be in it, believe me, because I could go to work from a shelter. I could work from a shelter or something like that, you know. It's hard to work from the street, though.
He was offered a bed in a shelter west of Broad Street, but doesn't want to go that far away. The city expanded shelter capacity during the pilot program and says it's lowering barriers to treatment for people coming from the camps. At the other encampment the city cleared, on Kensington Avenue, demonstrators protested the city's efforts to remove the campers. Vanessa Baker says the city isn't following through on its promises of making more treatment and housing available.
We want shelter beds and treatment beds for everybody that wants them. These are our neighbors, and this is a living hell out here, and nobody should live like this.
A shouting match erupted at one point between protesters and neighborhood residents who support clearing out the camps.
Shelters ain't going to take them because they want to get drugged up.
Yeah.
There's rules and regulations.
That's
so
total.
Neighbors have been pressing the city for months to get homeless drug users off the streets. The city says it has to balance the needs of neighbors with the interests of those living at the camps. Officials say so far, 125 people accepted treatment or housing during the pilot program. They say they'll evaluate the program before tackling two other encampments in the neighborhood. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.